Okay, let's pray. Father, I love you. Thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for just the Passpoint class. It's been an amazing year. I've just kind of been reflecting over the past week or two on just what you've done in the past year, or just in the Passpoint class and in HBF in general, and just all the just blessings in life and, you know, people and the things that are happening. And God, just thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. And you call us to be where we are so that we can reach who we can reach. And so I thank you for the faithfulness of just these folks. And Lord, I do pray you just give us wisdom as we look into the next year and the direction we're going, and, you know, how we best go about getting what you've called us to do done while there's still time. And Lord, we do pray for just the different things that we've talked about this morning. We pray for just Amy's co-worker and her son, and just a really bad deal. But Lord, we know that you can get glory from those things. We pray for just the doctors and that, and just get him healed up, and just pray that you can get glory from a situation like that. We pray for just the young men and Archie and the families and all the things. I do I praise you for the gospel being preached to so many people yesterday through a tragic situation, and just all the things that are happening. Lord, we know that, you know, in this season of life, we get so busy that sometimes we forget what the point is. And so I pray that it's things like this that really bring the gravity of the situation down, that we have the words of life and we need to get them where they go while there's still time. And so, Lord, I pray you'd speak to us today. There's a lot of things that I want to try to get to as we try to really dive into the heart here. And I pray that you would just allow this to be clear and concise, because it's really foggy in my mind the way that it needs to come out. So pray that it would be your words and not mine, and just get glorified through all of it. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, let's see. If you have your Bibles, I guess you can open up to Jonah. We're going to get there at some point. We're actually probably going to go somewhere else first, but I don't know where that's going to be. It's written down here somewhere. So today's, I say this a lot of times, but I promise this will be true today. It's going to be very different than normal. If you're looking for a title, I don't have one. I guess I'll have to come up with something when I give it to Brianna, because she can't just leave it blank when she puts it online, but I'll come up with something. But anyway, just so you kind of know where this is coming from. Obviously, we're getting towards the end of the year. I'm praying and planning for the upcoming year, where God's leading us as a class, how I can best minister, how Paige and I can best minister to you guys, how we as a class can best minister to the church body. And so all of those things, we don't just go about this willy-nilly. We don't just come in here and like, oh, it's Sunday morning, somebody needs to teach. And so we really do have a vision for where we're going. And so last weekend, the pastors get together. It's called a pastor retreat. And so anyway, it was a good time. It really is like a day. It's actually Friday night and most of the day Saturday of like meetings. So it's not really retreating, if you ask me. But praise the Lord we do it, because, man, I know that the Brian, the guy that we're following, he's got a plan. And so anyway, I came out of that with just conviction, a lot of different things, you know, just the direction we're going. And so anyway, that's kind of got our mind, or my mind, really just spinning and circling. Completely random, guys. Just don't put your name on it. And we're just trying to get an idea of the class. I'm talking to Chris and Abby. So anyway, so today is different than normal. So I want to start by just asking you some questions, because I want to maybe try to get your mind to where my mind is, that it's taken me a week to get here as quickly as I can, because I want to get through this today. This can't be something that gets drug into next week. It's just, we really need to dive into this. And so I'm going to ask you some questions. I actually need feedback. And so Mara's like sold. I want to start big picture and just kind of work our way in and try to get to where I'm at and in the direction that we're going. And so let me just ask you some questions. So what's the will of God for a lost person? Wrong. That's how you were saying it last night in Jeopardy. Wrong. You should have brought the little buzzers. Anyway, no, what is the will of God for a lost person? To get saved. Nothing else, right? God's will for someone who is lost is to be saved. Right? Because you can be the best person in the world, but if you're not saved, you're still going to burn for eternity. So that's not good news. Okay, so anyway, okay, so that's the will of God for a lost person. What's the will of God for a saved person? To be sanctified, which means what? To be set apart. The word sanctified means to be set apart. So the goal for you once you get saved is to be set apart from what? From the world. You know, Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, how do you do that? It's the word of God. We'll get there to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we know that, right? So, okay, I'm still thinking big picture, working my way in. So if you're lost, you need to be saved. If you're saved, you need to be sanctified. So, okay, what does that look like? Well, Jesus kind of gave us the answers to that. So what is the Great Commission? If you're saved and you're going to be sanctified, what's the Great Commission? A lot of murmuring. Go, yeah. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Right? That's the Great Commission. Go, preach, baptize. Right? That's the Great Commission. So, okay, that's what we need to be doing. So, we need to get saved. Once we're saved, we need to be sanctified. Once we are sanctified, that's gonna look like we're preaching, we're teaching, right? We're getting the Word of God where it needs to go. So that's the Great Commission. Phil, I'm setting this on a tee for you. What's the Great Commandment?
Love God and love people.
Love God and love people, man. Put that baby on a tee for you. Eventually, Jesus will be the answer. If you say it enough times, it's going to be the right answer. So yes, the Great Commandment, love God and love people. So if we're going to be sanctified, it's going to be teaching, preaching, baptizing, right? And how do we do that? We're going to love God and we're going to love people. That's the whole point. The Great Commandment. Okay, so let's dive in a little bit more. So that's big picture, the church. You know, we're going to do the Great Commission by doing the Great Commandment. Okay, but what does that look like at HBF? What is the mission statement of HBF? Who can just lay it out there? What?
Putting the saints of God.
Okay, those are all. Those are all. So here it is. Yeah, it's just two. Sam, do you got it?
Equipping the saints of God through the word of God, in the power of God, the glory of God.
You all are really close. You're like all around it. To equip the saints of God and the word of God to accomplish the mission of God and the power of God, and then he added. But for the glory of God, right? That is the mission statement of HBF. It is a mouthful. No, you guys were all right. It was just here, there, and everywhere. But you guys were right. To accomplish the mission of God and the word of God. Yes, you did. Collectively, man, as a class, we've got this figured out. To accomplish the mission of God and the power of God for the glory of God. That is what we do. So that is how HBF, in particular, does getting the Great Commission done by the Great Commandment, right? It is to accomplish those things, right? That is it. Okay, so that's the mission statement of HBF. But let's dive down even a little bit more because, yes, we're members of HBF, but you guys are all, you know, pretty much you're members. You didn't, like, sign out member, you know, fill out membership forms. But, you know, I've got you on the roll, so you're mine now. You're a part of the Passpoint class. You know, I'm kind of kidding. You guys can go wherever you want, whenever you want. Might chase you down. I might not. We'll just see. But anyway, what does Passpoint mean? You guys are a part of the Passpoint class. What does Passpoint mean? Yeah, you're past the point of no return for Christ. Who can tell me the passage that we basically go to for that? That's actually not the... What's that? The one that I typically use... Yes. Yes. So anyway, if you have your Bibles, flip over to John chapter 6.
One on the internet says,
I know it is.
that's the one from...
Yes. You're correct. Yeah. I know. It's on my list. It really is. Like, on my short list, because there's a lot of New Year things. Anyway. John chapter 6. So we know that the mission statement of HBF is to accomplish the saints of God and the word of God to accomplish the mission of God and the power of God for the glory of God. Okay, but how does the Passpoint class, like, where does that fit in? John chapter 6 and verse 60, and it goes for a little ways here, but I want you guys to make sure that, like, we're on the same page. Because this is, I'm asking myself these things as I'm convicted over what Brian is, you know, telling us as pastors and, you know, the direction that we're going as a church. And John chapter 6, starting in verse 60. It says, many, therefore, of his disciples, now, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Right? And so basically he's telling them, I am the bread of life. I am, you know, you're going to have to be sustained by me and me only. That's basically what he had just said to them. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, because they're a lot like us, they didn't just come right out and say it. They were just like, I don't know, right? Because that's what we do. He said unto them, does this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given to him and my Father. And from this time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12. So he's talking about the disciples as a whole. You know, they're not just the 12, but you know, the people that are following him. Then he says to the 12, will you also go away? When things get hard, when life gets to a point where it's like, man, I don't know, right? When things happen in life that we're just like, why would God allow that? When things happen that we just don't understand. And Jesus says, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered, that's basically, you know, it. He says, where else am I going to go? We're past the point of going back. I'm in too deep. I've heard too much. I couldn't go back to that life if I wanted to. Even if I threw it all away, I couldn't go back to who I was before. And so that's what past point is all about. I'm past the point of being able to say, this Jesus thing, it's not for me. I'm going to go back to who I was before. Right? Where else are we going to go other than the Word of God? For the answer. Where else? What other answer is there than the Word of God? The world has a lot of things that they'd like to tell you, this, that, and the other. But where else are we going to go other than that? And so that's what we do. We are past point. And so, okay, another question. What is our primary goal then? So we know what the church's mission is. We know what past point, you know, who we are. So what's the primary goal as a born-again believer? What are you here for? Right? To get the Word of God where it needs to go on time. Some people would say to work in the ministry. That's a part of that. But if that's all you do, then we're failing. Some people would say be at church, you know, be a better Christian, be a better husband, be a better... All those things are okay. But let me just tell you, if that's all we're going to do, then we're failing. God has said we've got to get the Word of God where it needs to go on time. Right? He has a purpose. And God's purpose isn't for you to be a better person, despite what Joel Osteen wants to tell you. Right? God's purpose is to reach lost people while there's still time. And yes, there's personal growth for you in that. But it has to be that. Our goal must be to reach other people. It's called the ministry of reconciliation in 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. Right? He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. I'm going to flip over there. I don't have time to hit all these references, but I do want to get this because it ties into something else where I really need to get. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Starting in verse 18, it says, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, meaning God saved you. So then what do we do? Okay, so he has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? It is our job to reconcile people back to Christ. There's two parts to that. We need to reconcile lost people to a Savior, and we need to reconcile saved people back to their calling of getting it done. And it's twofold, but you can't just do one or just do the other. Right? We are called to, it is our ministry of reconciliation. And so it goes on to say in verse 19, though, this is what a lot of people don't get. It says, chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the word unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us, what has he given us? the word of reconciliation. When you tell people that they have the ministry of reconciliation, they become overwhelmed. I don't know what to say. They're not going to hear me. I'm just a person. They're going to laugh at me. They're not going to want to hear from me. God said, hey, I don't really need you to say anything other than what I've already given you. The word of reconciliation. Right? You don't know what to say? That's fine. I gave you an entire book of what to say. Say that. Right? Start there. That's what he says. And so, you know, we know the verse, how will they hear if they don't have a preacher? Right? And we know that, and that's very true. And we can preach that, and that's all good and dandy. But let me just boil this down to where God has gotten me. How are we going to preach if we don't know the word? It's one thing to say, how are they going to hear if they don't have a preacher? And we're like, oh yeah, I need to go preach. How are you going to preach if you don't know the word? It's convicting. How will you know the word if you don't read the word? If you're only relying on the teaching you get from me on Sunday mornings, I promise you're hungry. Right? I'm not filling you up. And if you're only relying on what you get from me and Pastor Brian, you're getting a lot more, but it's still not enough. Right? I think it's in Timothy, maybe it's in Peter. He says, when I was a child, I walked like a child, I talked like a child, you know, listening. But he said, when I was a man, I was able to start doing those things on my own. At some point, you've got, and I don't know who I'm talking to. The survey was completely random, right? At some point, you've got to put your big boy pants on and figure out how to feed yourself. Because eventually, mom and dad's going to want you to move out, right? Eventually, you can't live at home forever, right? We might give you a few grace years past your teenage years, but at some point, you got to figure out how to feed yourself. That's part of being a healthy adult. That's part of being a healthy adult Christian, is learning how to feed yourself in the Word. So let me just bring it full circle, because there's a point to what I'm saying. Again, no title, and it feels like this is just kind of random, but this is the life circle of a Christian. You're lost, you get saved. You're saved, you have to figure out how to be sanctified. How do you do that? You get plugged into a church. Better than that, you get plugged into fellowship. And with that, you know, now you're all of a sudden going out and you're getting the word where it needs to go on time. For what? So that people can get saved. So that they can get sanctified. So that they can get plugged into the church. So that they can start doing it. It's reproduction. It's a cycle. Right? It's what we do. It's the full cycle. But what happens? When we get off track, we break the cycle. And the main goal is not accomplished. People aren't getting saved. We're coming to church. We're doing ministry. Right? We're having our little holy huddles and in different things. But the goal isn't getting accomplished, because the goal is getting the gospel to lost people. Now, I understand I don't like going door to door either, and maybe that's just one way of doing it. I'm just saying, in your personal life, who that is lost is seeing you be saved? Who that is lost is seeing you live it out? Because that's what we're called to do. Right? We do a lot of ministry. We might be really busy. We might generate a lot of glory, but who's the glory for? And so all these things are rolling through my mind. And I was thinking about these things, because I know when we go to these pastor meetings, you know, it's some real heart stuff before we get into the meetings. And I was preparing, you know, myself for it. I kind of had a bad heart because I don't have time for meetings upon meetings upon meetings. And I had other things I needed to be doing. And, you know, the weather was really nice, and I'm trying to get a roof on a house before it starts raining. And I didn't, you know, anyway. So I'm praying. I'm like, God, just hit me where I need to hear it. And Brian said something the first night when he was kind of giving his devotion. And I just want you guys to ask yourself this question, because this has been like in my mind just rolling around. He said, are we meeting with Jesus or are we meeting about Jesus? And I'm like, man, are we? Where are we at? So let me ask you another question, because that's convicting. Let me ask you another question. This is the last question I'm going to ask you. What was the vision for Passpoint for 2024? I gave this to you guys early on in the year. That's fine. If you have to look in your notes, that's fine. But that means that I didn't do a good enough job relaying the vision. Does anybody know it off the top of their head?
Jesus.
love God, love people. Got a couple guesses here.
Here is the vision that I gave you guys. Kind of. That gets closer. It was everyone be and everyone bring. Yeah, and everybody's like, oh yeah, I remember that, right?
We should make a sign.
Let me just go back really quickly. At the very beginning of the year, I'll just give you very quickly. I'm not even going to get to the everyone bring because, well, we all failed at that. But everyone be, that's where I really wanted to get to. So here, I'll just give you a little excerpt, right? It was out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 16. Obviously, we were trying to get to Jonah and it preached really good out of Jonah, right? What is God telling you to do? That's kind of what Meredith was getting at. But anyway, if you are like me and you're asking God, what did God tell me to do? Let me just tell you, it starts with being what God has called you to be, right? It's kind of like the army. You got to be with all, whichever branch of the military, be all that you can be, right? And so anyway, if everyone will play their role, if everyone will answer their call, if everyone will purchase their field, the kingdom of God's going to grow. But everyone has to know what God is calling them to be. Right? We're so strung out that it's like, oh, I got to be over here and I got to do that over there. And, you know, the purpose behind the whole thing was like, what is it that God is telling you to do? Right? One specific thing. Who is it that God is calling you to be? So that was the whole, okay, I get it. Nobody remembers. And that's fine. So I told you to flip to Jonah, if you're still there, maybe. So I told you back when we finished teaching through Jonah that I was going to do like a Jonah wrap-up.
Jonah wrap?
Cool. Yeah, Jonah wrap. Wiki. Anyway, so here's your Jonah wrap up right now, very quickly, because I feel like we're done with Jonah and I'm moving on. So this is, if you were looking for like a wrap up of Jonah, here it is. The book starts with Jonah in chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. God tells Jonah, I want you to go to these people because they're lost and they need to be saved. That's how the book starts. How does the book end? Right? So from the first two verses to the last verse, we understand, I just talked through this recently, is God's talking to Jonah. And he says, and should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 64,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle? God says, there are people that need to get saved, and I'm going to reach them. He says, I need you to go to these people, they're lost, and I'm going to reach them. You finding out what God wants you to do, and finding out what God wants you to be, will always fit inside His greater vision of reaching the world. And I don't think I communicated that well. You finding out what it is that God's calling me to do, right? Or what is it that God's calling me to be, that will always fit inside His greater vision, His main purpose of reaching lost people while there's still time. And if it doesn't, then maybe you should go back and ask again. Because I'm telling you, biblically, what God is telling you to do or wants you to be will fit inside of, I'm trying to reach the world. What part do you play in that? The book of Jonah as a whole is a personal story of a Christian. Now, I understand he's not a Christian. He's Israel. I get all that. But it's a personal story of a Christian trying to figure out and do what God told him to be. Right. Figure out and do what God told them to do and to be fit inside the bookends of God's will to reach the world. From the very beginning to the very end of the book, God says, there's people that need saved, and I'm going to do it. And then we got this big, long dissertation on Jonah being an idiot stick, and I don't want to go, and maybe I will go, and maybe I won't go, and all these different things. And God works His life out through that because God is interested in your life. I'm not trying to tell you that you don't matter. You absolutely do matter. God wants to grow you into a better wife, into a better mother, into a better husband, into a better father, into a better employee. All of the, God wants all that to happen. But that will happen in between there's lost people and we're going to get them saved. That's what God says. You finding out what God has called you to do and being what God wants you to be fits inside of that plan. And so I'm convicted because I didn't convey that well. Right? And that's my bad. So when I've been thinking back over 2024, just in general, because I'm like, okay, you know, we're towards the end of the year. There's a lot of things that have happened. You know, we sometimes just get lost in the minutia of just ministry and all the things. And I'm like, what happened in 2024? You know, obviously I didn't get the vision across, but what did happen? And so there's a lot of really cool blessings from God, right? Chris and Lauren have a baby after they thought that there was no opportunity of them having a baby. I remember praying for them. Yeah, and she is, absolutely, probably, unless my wife is holding her, then she frowns, but... no, she is, but yeah, not just them having a baby, but just, they didn't think that was even a possibility. I remember praying with them over this, right? The Dunhams had a baby. Just, I mean, she's adorable, right? I remember, you know, just going and seeing them, and, you know, the Shipleys got married, right? The Brownfields got married this year. There's a lot of really cool things that happened. You know, we had an HBI grad in this class this year that, you know, everybody's like, that was years ago, wasn't it? No, I mean, there were things that happened this year that were really like blessings. I know people who started D1, who are starting D2, people who finished D1, right? All of these things. There were pass point events. Praise the Lord for Phil and Meredith, because the pass point events were not great before Phil and Meredith, right? Right? Where are we going? We were struggling. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you guys are having a baby. I'm not a prophet, so. Yeah. Anyway, I'm kidding. There's a lot of really cool things that happened, right? And those are all blessings from God. And I don't want to take away from that, but here's what I'm asking myself. Because big picture, I see things physically. Yes, there were a lot of physical blessings, but I'm thinking like spiritually. Here's what I'm asking myself. Did anyone get the answer to the question throughout the entire year? What does God want me to do? Did anyone actually search it out enough? Search God out enough to know that, like, this is the answer. And if so, did you take the steps to actually do it? Because if that didn't happen, then I'm a failed leader, right? At least for 2024, right? And I'm okay to admit that, right? I'll be honest and tell you that I failed as a leader this year to keep us focused on the vision. Because I knew as I was writing this down, and I'm like, I will ask them, what was the vision for this year? And nobody's going to know. Because I didn't beat the drum, right? I didn't keep it at the forefront of our mind. Yes, there's going to be teaching series. We're going to move on to the book of Acts, and that's fine. But it needs to stay focused on what we're doing as a whole. And so let me just tell you, in 2025, and there's going to be more to this, but I just kind of want you to get your mind on maybe a little bit of where we're going. Right? Here's what we're going to do. And it has nothing to do with me wanting the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl again. Right? But we're going to run it back. Right? We're going to do the everyone be, everyone bring thing again. Because I don't think we ever got to the everyone be, so I know nobody got to the everyone bring. And we'll get to what all that means at the beginning of the year, and I'm going to lay it all out there, right? And just make it as clear as I possibly can. But that's the plan. But this time around, I'm actually going to have a plan that goes along with it. It's not just a, hey, this is what we're doing. Okay, are you on board? Well, how do we do that, right? It's like I gave you a... It's getting ready to be Christmas, right? Everybody likes a really good analogy every now and then. It's getting ready to be Christmas, and some of you got little kids. They're going to get presents that need a lot of pieces put together. And you're going to need an instruction manual. And you're going to be like, I don't know how to do this. Because the picture on the box, it didn't help. Right? Guys, because I know that's where you're going to go first. I'm going to look at the picture, and I'm going to do it. No. I gave you a plan, but I didn't give you the instructions on how we were going to do it. So this year, we're going to do it. We're going to do the everyone be, everyone bring, but we're going to have a plan behind it. Right? Because we're not going to accomplish the ministry of reconciliation, and we're not going to be the preacher that allows them to hear it if we're not in this book. Individually, corporately, we're just not going to do it. Because we can't. Not because we don't want to, because we can't. Right? You can't speak another language because you didn't learn how. Right? You can't play the guitar unless you're Sam, because you didn't take the time to learn. You can't reach people the way that we need to if you don't spend time figuring out how to do it. And just knowing God face to face on a daily basis. Without a consistent daily relationship with the Word of God, you'll not find what God wants you to do, let alone what God wants you to be. You just won't. If you're not in the book, you're not going to find it. I'm not going to be able to give you the answer because I don't know what it is for you. So here's where the plan starts. And this is as far as I've gotten so far. And some of that was because I needed to hear from you guys. But here's where the plan starts. And I can't make anyone do anything. But here's where I'm going to do it. And if anything, it's going to be me and Paige doing this. And we're going to charge hell with a squirt gun. And if anybody else wants to be a part of it, then praise the Lord. But here's where it's going to start. We're going to read the Bible together as a class this year. Right? That's what we're going to do. And you might be like, I don't know what that looks like. So there's going to be structure to it. There's going to be accountability to it. There may be like devotions. You know, in the past, I remember when Roger was here and, you know, we would kind of, anybody who wanted to be a part of this, you know, you would read the same thing and you would like text each other and just keep people accountable. Oh, yeah, they're sending me a, you know, 10 sec, or a paragraph devotion of, hey, I read this. It was really cool today. It reminds me, oh, yeah, I haven't read yet. I need to make sure I do that, right? And so it's just consistency. It's accountability. Right, I can't force anybody to do anything, but I'm going to pick something of probably a one-year Bible plan. And some of you are like, well, I read the Bible plenty. Okay, that's fine. Then don't do it. I'm just telling you as a class, this is what we're going to do. And we're going to do it together. And we're going to work our way through the Bible. And we're going to read through the entire Bible one time in 2025. Anybody who wants to do it. And if you want to do more, praise the Lord. I pray that you do. Actually, the plan that I've used for several years now is it's actually a five-day-a-week read. It means that the structure is, you know, it's about three chapters a day, right? 2 to 3 chapters a day. And I read 5 days a week. And, you know, and so you're like, okay, sweet, I have 2 days off. You're right, you have days off to study the things that were provoked in your mind, and you can do those on your own, you know, but there's 5 days a week, right? And I've used it the last several years, and that might be the one we use. I don't know what I'm going to use yet. And so anyway, that's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I think my wife has bought into the plan as well. So that's what we're going to do. Anybody else who wants to do that, that's fine. Obviously, when I say, like, it won't be like an entire class group text. I can't do that. It would blow my mind. I don't do group text very well at all. So, anybody who wants to be in on this, here's what you've got. You've got 2 weeks to let me know if you're in on this or if you're out on this. Actually, you know what? You don't even have to let me know if you're out because I'll know you're out because you didn't say you were in, right? If you want to be in on it, then I'm going to put some structure to it and, you know, maybe get some groups and, you know, maybe put it in groups of 2 or 3 people, and you guys, you know, can do it together. And we'll talk about it each week before we start teaching. You know, hey, this is what we read this week. Anybody read anything else that was really cool? And it just allows us as a class to be working through the Word of God together. Because you know what? If this book isn't prominent, nothing else matters. I don't care how much ministry you do. I'll be the one that tells you, you're failing. Because God says, I want to meet with you first. And so I, as a leader, have failed to convey that. The importance of that. I tell you guys it's important, but if I don't show you that it's important, right? And give you lattice to grow on. And if you have your own Bible reading plan, you're like, I don't want to do that. That's fine. You don't have to. I can't make you do anything. I'm not going to look down on you for not doing it. But here's what I will say. If you say I want in, buy in. Right? Just buy in because I promise it's worth it. So there's a lot more structure to it, but that's where we're at. Are we meeting with Jesus or are we just meeting about Jesus? Because I want you to like think about that this week. Are we meeting with Jesus or are we just meeting about him? I'm not really interested in just meeting about Jesus. And if that's what you guys are after, then maybe I'm not the right guy because that's not where my heart is. And so I'm convicted. I don't want this to be like super heavy. I want you guys to be excited because I actually have vision and a plan. And there's more to the plan, but it starts with this. Because if it doesn't start with the Word, then we're starting off on the wrong foot. So anyway, just pray about it. Think about it. I promise a couple chapters a day. I can do it in the morning in about 10 or 15 minutes before I head out the door. It gives me something to think about through the day. You know, maybe if you don't want to read in the morning, that's fine. Read it at night. I don't care when you read. You know, do it whenever. I'm just telling you, it's totally worth it. And it won't just change your life. It will change our lives corporately so that we can be past the point of no return and we can actually minister to the body that the way that we need to and the way that we should be. So anyway, I'm not saying anybody's failing other than myself, but I want you to, I don't know the word I'm looking for. I want you to thrive as a class with me. Because if we could all get bought into the same thing all at once, I'm telling you, lives will get changed. That just absolutely will happen. And that's exciting, knowing that we can actually have an impact on people that we're going to see in eternity. So, you know, life's short. You don't ever know when tomorrow's the last day. So we got to be doing what we need to be doing right now. So let's pray. I promise I will try to have more structure to where I'm at from moving forward. But today was kind of everywhere. But that's my heart. And that's where we're going. So let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you for today. I thank you for just loving us, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your convicting hand on our heart. Because, Lord, I'm convicted that we're not just meeting about you, Lord. I know we get together week in and week out, but it needs to be with you. You have to be here in our midst, in the things that we're doing day in and day out, or we're just failing. And so, Lord, I pray you would just give us just structure to grow on, that you would get the glory for this whole thing. I thank you for all the things you have done this year. It's been a really exciting year. The blessings have been just uncountable. Things that people thought could never happen, God's like, hey, watch this. And we get to watch that. And so, God, you're so good to us. I pray that we wouldn't be weary in well-doing, because, you know, just the kisses from God that we get from you should be enough to sustain us. So I pray that you would just grow us up in your word, grow us up as a class, grow us up as a church, that we could just accomplish the ministry of reconciliation while there's still time. I pray you'd just send us out as lights in a dark world to get the glory for all of it. In Christ's name, amen. Yeah.